Reports, 7-year-old James Younger attends school as a boy for first time. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 7, 2019. 7-year-old James Younger, whose mother reportedly began the process of transitioning him to a girl named Luna when he was a toddler, attended school for the first time as a boy, according to a Facebook post Monday at website Save James. LifeSite News reported the post seen at Save James, a website begun by James' father, Jeffrey Younger, but now reportedly run by friends since Younger is under a court's gag order. Photos in the post depict James and his twin brother, both dressed as boys as they head off to school. "Going to school," says the Facebook post. "This is what it looks like when James gets to choose. Affirmness." Another photo in the post depicted the two boys with their father prior to attending church Sunday. "James and Jude proud to be men." The post states, "Save James, save thousands of children." The story of James, his father, and pediatrician mother Dr. Ann Jorgulis, who reportedly diagnosed James with gender dysphoria, traveled from Texas and created a firestorm throughout the country. The child, at the center of a high-conflict custody battle between his parents, was shown at 3 years of age in a video released by his father, saying, "Mommy tells me I'm a girl." In October, a jury in Dallas decided against Younger's attempt to block his ex-wife's plan to transition James and ultimately start him on puberty blockers in order to facilitate a change in gender identity. LifeSite News reported the jury said Jorgulis has full authority to continue to transition James. According to the report, a consensus of 11 of 12 jurors decided the current joint managing conservatorship over the twin sons of Jorgulis and Younger should be replaced by sole managing conservatorship by Jorgulis. However, Family District Court Judge Kim Cooks ruled that Younger will share joint guardianship with Jorgulis and have the right to share medical decisions for James. In addition, Cooks placed a gag order on Younger to prevent him from discussing the case with the media. National controversy flared as more voices are warning of the psychological and physical damage that is done to young children when their parents consent to gender transition before they are capable of understanding the consequences. As a direct result of the case, Texas lawmakers announced plans to introduce legislation that would ban puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria or label a decision to transition a minor child as child abuse. Related legislation is being considered in Kentucky and Georgia. California-based endocrinologist Dr. Michael Laidlaw described this path as beginning at the earliest phase of social transition, when the child is affirmed in dressing as the opposite sex and changing his or her name. "Social transition has the psychological effect of convincing the child that they are in the wrong body," he explained to Breitbart News. "The puberty blockers are a drug-induced model of not only blocking essential aspects of development, but also solidifying the belief that they must take wrong sex hormones to escape from their situation." The endocrinologist described wrong sex hormones as very dangerous, with risks of blood clots, cardiovascular disorders, and cancer. "And so, they've been brainwashed since youth, drugged and psychologically damaged by puberty blockers, then made even more confused, depressed and even psychotic by cross-sex hormones," Laidlaw said. "They ultimately seek relief by having breasts and testicles and penises and ovaries removed." The battle between Younger and Jorgulis intensified last year when James' mother threatened his father with a child abuse charge because he would not affirm their son as a transgender child. Jorgulis petitioned to modify the parent-child relationship while referring to James as a gender-expansive or transgender child who by choice now goes by the name Luna. James' mother sought to terminate Younger's parental rights because James behaved as a boy when he was with his father. Jorgulis also wanted Younger to pay for their son's counseling with a therapist who affirmed his transgender identity and his need for transgender hormonal treatments, which may begin at age 8. The court prohibited Younger from dressing him as a boy or from sharing faith-based or biologically-based scientific teachings on sexuality, even though family friends who have observed James when he is in his father's care reportedly affirm he dresses and behaves as a boy by his own choosing. James' transition therapist reportedly continued to identify him as Luna and to place him on track for gender transition.